Our question procedure at this particular lectureship, decently and in order, have been extended to the thought in mind about last night, our way of serving God from the standpoint of preaching to others. As we preach to others, should we not have a system of love? And it was suggested that we smile as we teach others the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be kind to others and sympathetic to their needs of understanding, showing them the full context of verses and the application of those verses to understand the truth of God. That's a good help to anybody's soul. Instead of going back to the Old Testament and telling people to live under the time of Noah and build an ark for their salvation today, we find ourselves in the New Testament time acknowledging the blood of Jesus Christ to be applied to our souls so that we may be cleansed from sin and free from sin and shame. Read it in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 16, and how he tells us that we're to be people who put away those sins in our lives. And how that he's thankful to God that whereas we were the servants of sin, we've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered to us, being then made free from sin, we became the servants of righteousness. And so serving righteousness is the way to go. In the worship of God, the question came up in regard to how we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And the example found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapters 11, 14 and 16 show us how that they could properly partake of the Lord's Supper in a righteous way in chapter 11, and how they should properly preach and teach and pray and sing in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and how they could give in a proper way, in a very orderly way, there in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. So as we read there, we find God's answer to our lives as we are worshipers of God in spirit and in truth. And the scripture tells us in John 4 and at 23 that God seeks true worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth, for God is a spirit. He goes on to say in verse 24, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. On Tuesday night, the lesson study regarding serving others. How important it is to serve others in life. And the application of that came to the question, how can we go about serving people who do not realize that they're really in need? We can see those needs, though, and as we see those needs, we can answer to those needs. We can help people understand that we saw this need and we wanted to meet that need. And as a result, whether it's food, clothes, or shelter, or biblical studies, we can help that particular soul if we will simply go about it and go about that activity in our lives. And then in regard to serving as a friend, being a true friend to others, not letting others get into wrongdoing and terrible ways of life, such as things of alcohol and drugs and things of that nature. We're to be people who realize that friends do not let friends do that without some kind of acknowledgement and some kind of warning about what they're getting into. Let's become a driver for them. Let's become a help for them. Let's become a teacher of God's will for their lives as a result of that. These questions were important questions asked and voiced out loud, and we're so glad that they were in the spring gospel lectureship series at the Crockett Church of Christ. You can hear this message again, CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com.